Another season in charge for Mickey McCann. You couldn't walk away, could you?
No, I suppose, Tom, after last year, at the end of the season, we thought maybe we performed really fairly well all year, you know, and just results didn't go for us. So, look, there was talk I was going to step away from it, but I suppose I got chatting to a few players and stuff, and they're all hungry to make amends this year, you know, and try to get us back up where we were, you know, and make up the ground that we made the year before. So we're giving it a good rattle, Tom, and a good pre-season under so far.
You were relegated at the end of last year, ever so close, but it's an unforgiving league, Division 2B.
Yeah, I suppose Division 2B was tough, Tom, and we put ourselves in some great positions in the league, you know, and fell away maybe in the last 15 minutes, wee bit inexperienced, and maybe the higher division teams have a wee bit more strength and depth and a bit more experience, which told near the end, and we just couldn't see the games out. And
you picked up injuries as well. Obviously, Declan Coulter was one that comes to mind.
Yeah, we had a lot of injuries, you know, and it seemed to be all our main players, Tom, through the year at different stages, and Lee Henderson and Declan out most of the season too, you know. So, listen, they're a massive loss. I feel if we'd kept Declan on board, we probably would have survived, you know, but The only real poor result was Warwickshire in the playoff. You know, we were very poor that day, Tom, and I feel we're a better team than Warwickshire, you know. So that was the biggest disappointment about it, after beating them well the week before and then going down performing really bad in the playoffs. So that was only time last year that we were really disappointed, you know.
Back down in Division 3A again, starting all over again. Tyrone, Armagh, Louth, Longford, Monaghan, your opponents. There'd be nothing easy there.
Nothing easy, Tom, and just telling the boys, you know, that probably up in the higher divisions, that you get playing a wee bit more hurling, you know what I mean? They play more hurling at that level, but down here, it's really dog-eat-dog stuff and really, really hard work and intense games where they try to spoil you more than out hurley, you know? So it's different standard, but even like Armagh up first, Tom, and they've played in 2A and 2B over the last decade, you know, and they're well used to playing at a high level, so it's a tough start for us. Probably the toughest team in the division up first. Only we have them home in Letterkenny, and hopefully we can use their home advantage.
What, three away and two at home?
Yes, three away. I suppose we're home to Armagh and we're home to Monaghan. I think we're away to Louth and Tyrone, you know, and away to Longford. So we're on the road a bit, and two long runs to Longford and Louth, you know, but even up to Healy Park, the second week out, Tom, is going to be a tough task against Tyrone, who really going well in pre-season here, so in the McGurk Cup and stuff. So it's going to be a tough division, Tom, to get back out of it. We've been on it a long time. We know how hard it is to get out, but look, we have a lot of hard work done, and hopefully it'll stand this on Sunday.
And you probably, given the fact that you've been up in the higher division, you would probably have a target on your back as well.
Of course, Armagh beat us for long enough, Tom, maybe through the years, my playing days, Armagh are always that wee step ahead of us. But we've seen they turn them over the last couple of times, but they'll be looking to make amends on that and put things right. They'll think they're a better side than Donegal. So, and we're the scalp they take now after coming down from Christie Ring and down from Division 2B. So they'll all have their targets at Donegal, the team to beat, and we'll have to live up to it, you know.
And tell me, team squad-wise, any changes?
Well, we have a few additions back again. Jared Gilmore and Bernard Lafferty back in this year, who we were starting the year before in that making record final, you know, forwards. And suppose we have Declan Coulter fit again, who had a bad year last year with injuries. And a lot of young boys earned a lot of experience last year, Tom. So look, a lot of youth and experience and young boys pushed for places. So I feel we're in as good a place as any, you know.
You see, you have a good pre-season. How long have you been back?
We're back out second week in November, Tom, you know, and we have a new strength conditioning boy and a fella called Ryan McLaughlin. And look, he's fairly put them through the paces and they're well leaned up. And look, they're looking forward to Sunday. They feel like they're physically in good shape. So I think if we can go out and match Armagh on the physical side and work just as hard as them, you know, we have just as much quality that the home advantage hopefully would get us over the line.
And tell me, any injury worries, any concerns, or have you got everybody for the weekend?
No, I suppose Lee Henderson's struggling again, Tom, with a bit of an Achilles problem, and I don't know if he's going to be they do anything on Sunday or not. We'll not for the call tomorrow night. And young Conor O'Grady, who was going very well in training, Tom hurt his hamstring there last Saturday, so he's probably out. And the only fellow missing from last year is Kieran Masterson, who's a big loss for us. He's in Australia now, so for a year. So he's a big loss from the panel altogether, you know.
Yeah, because he took on a leadership role at times, I noticed last year, and was a central figure and even took over free-taking duties at times.
Yeah, I suppose he's got it all in his armour, Kieran on his day, you know, free-taking, a great strike of the ball, and lucky, and the thing about him, very versatile, we could have played him anywhere. And he's a massive loss to us now. I don't know if he's going to stick the year out, Tom, but I'm hoping maybe we could get him back for the Nicky record, because he's a big addition to us, if we can get him on again, you know.
But the first target is a win on Sunday, I presume.
First target's a win on Sunday, and it's a tough start, and I suppose our Armagh saying the same, that they're away to Donegal first. It's a tough start for them, but two teams know one another very well, Tom, and I suppose Gabriel Keynes and we us now for the third season, and he done three seasons with Armagh before that, so they know that he would know them very well inside out, you know, and they'll have a good take on us as well. So there'll be a lot of cat and mouse, Tom, and I can see them putting a lot of spoilers in our better players, you know, so and we'll be doing the same to them. So hopefully, look, we can just grind it out, and the weather's good, which I think it should also be a wee bit more. So hopefully, Tom, fingers crossed, we can get it off the ground running.